Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and that means it's time for our live local interview. I have three special guests in the studio today. We're going to be talking about an upcoming 5K. My first guest is Desmond Murphy. Good morning, Desmond.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Desmond is a runner in the 5K. I also have Claire Weber. Claire is the after-school prevention specialist with SAFE, Sitkins Against Family Violence, and a coach. Claire, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. And another coach is also in here. We have a room full of folks. Bryce Walsh is a coach as well.
Morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. So, Claire, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about the Boys Run program.
Yeah, absolutely. Boys Run E2 Klatzin, which is the full name of the program, is an after-school program that promotes healthy relationships and lifestyle skills in boys through running and cultural lessons. We've been going since February, and we've had 20 practices together. We have two groups, and then both groups focus on different lessons about topics like teamwork, inner strength, and healthy ways to process and express emotions. And their big goal coming up soon that they've been working towards is running a 5K.
Ooh, so your training, this has been going on, it's a 10-week program. So Desmond, I'm going to ask you, what kind of things have you been doing as you're training and getting ready for 5K? So 5K is a long way.
Yeah, it is a very long way away from here. But I'm going to say we were learning about, like, Tlingit and the Tlingit culture and how, like,
So you meet in the Blatchley, you're meeting at Keat, is that
yes.
correct? Okay, and you're doing some things inside, and you're doing some things outside, too. Have you been running outside?
Yeah, but we went back into the gym today.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot more than just running that's part of the program.
Yeah.
Bryce, I'm going to ask you a little bit. This is your first year as a coach.
Yes, indeed.
But you have some running and coaching experience as well.
Yeah, I have some running. Definitely grew up running. Enjoy running a lot. Yeah.
Is your distance the 5K or what's your distance?
My distance is just sort of whatever I feel like doing on a particular day. I don't take it that seriously anymore.
Okay, but you did at one time.
In high school, yeah.
Great. What interested you in getting started with coaching with Boys Run?
Yeah, definitely. I think that Boys Run is really cool program because it combines the sort of running aspect with cultural learning and also with a lot of sort of emotional learning. And when I heard about that program, I was pretty excited because I think that sort of emotional part of it is something that I never really got growing up. No one ever, like, there weren't any programs I was involved in that talked about, like, how to, like, strategies to help you when you're feeling really overwhelmed or that sort of thing. And so being a part of a program that, like, gives that aspect and talks about those things was exciting to me.
Okay, so Desmond, tell me, how many times do you meet a week with this program?
About two times.
Okay, so it's after school, so you're all done with classes. You're in, what grade are you in?
Third grade.
Okay, so after classes, you go to this program and your coaches, Claire and Bryce, are both there. And which team are you on?
Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, okay. So the two different teams, the 31 kids that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Claire, but they meet on different days.
Yes. Yeah, we have a Monday, Wednesday group and a Tuesday, Thursday group.
Okay, great. So let's talk a little bit about the event. So Claire, I'll ask you to talk specifically about the event. It's coming up on May 9th. So it's kind of around the corner.
Yeah, coming up very quickly. So we have our 5K community fun run on Saturday, May 9th. It's at Centennial, or we'll start at Centennial. And registration starts at 9:30 and the fun run starts at 10. It's a free event. So if anybody's interested in coming and running the 5K or volunteering, they're more than welcome as well. And it's a really great opportunity to celebrate all of the work that our boys have put in through the season and our coaches and working towards this big goal of running a 5K, which is pretty far, especially when you're in third to fifth grade.
Yeah. Desmond, do you know how many miles that is?
3.1 miles.
Ooh, you're on it. Ooh, that's a long way. Now, have you ever ridden or not ridden? Have you ever run that far before?
Yes, once.
Just once. Okay. And was that part of part of your training or part of your classes that you've been taking, or was that a different time?
No, that was the turkey run for Thanksgiving.
Ah, and who talked you into doing that? Was that your idea?
That was my dad's idea.
Oh, does your dad have good ideas usually?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. So it must have been a good idea because you're back for more.
Yeah.
Okay, super. So something else that's fun, not only that this run can include members of the community, but it also has a theme. So Bryce, I'm going to ask you to talk about what's the theme?
The theme is dinosaurs.
I hear you're a dinosaur expert.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So if you could be a dinosaur and you knew you were going to run a 5K, what dinosaur would you be?
I don't really know how to pronounce its name, but I know that it can run at 40 miles per hour.
Oh, that would be a good choice. So that's probably not something like a Stegosaurus or something. They're probably pretty slow, right? Okay. Yeah. Do you know what that dinosaur looks like? Can you describe it?
It's like tall. It's got like a long, like medium tail. It's got some shortish medium legs.
But it's fast.
Yeah, it's fast.
That's the most important thing. It's fast. So are you dressing up like a dinosaur when you're going to run?
No.
Okay.
Really.
Is anybody going to dress up? Bryce, are you going to dress up like a dinosaur?
I'll see if I can find some sort of dinosaur accessory.
What would a dinosaur accessory be? I like
that. I haven't really thought it through, but I'd love to do something festive.
Okay, something festive. How about you, Claire?
We'll see. I'm debating about like cutting out cardboard spikes or something, but I don't know. I'm also like, I'm going to run it with a kiddo, so I'm like, I need it to make it through 3 miles, you know, whatever I end up wearing needs to survive.
Now, have you run a 5K before?
I have. I've run many a 5K.
Okay. And you've been part of this program for a few years now.
Yes. So this is my second year as a Jesuit volunteer at SAFE. So I coached and coordinated 2 seasons of Girls in the Run, and then this was my second season of Boys Run as well.
Okay, let's talk about that, the difference between the two programs, if there is much of a difference.
Yeah, so they're pretty similar structure, same age group, 3rd to 5th grade. Girls in the Run is national, and then about 11 years ago, Boys in Sitka actually asked for this program, and they said, this looks fun, you know, where's this for us? Like, we see the girls, you know, doing this fun stuff, learning these skills and running this 5K. So Boys Run E2 Klatzin was developed with a bunch of community partners in Sitka and in Juneau for Southeast Alaska. So it's culturally rooted. With Girls in the Run, we bring in some language, but we kind of add that ourselves. And Boys Run, it's really built into the curriculum. It's built on those Southeast Alaska traditional tribal values. So Boys Run E2 Klatzin is really cool because it's really was a labor of love by the community to develop it.
So let's talk a little bit about who sponsors the event.
Yeah, so Boys Run is coordinated by the Pathways Coalition to a Safer Sitka, which is our prevention coalition here in town. So they provide coaches, they provide different types of support, like help planning, different things like that. So that's those partners include Kiku Shaheen, Parks and Recreation, Sitka Conservation Society, Sitka Counseling, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Sitkans Against Family Violence, and Youth Advocates of Sitka. So all of those partner agencies really helped make this season possible. So we have a great combination of coaches who are community volunteers, like Bryce, and then coaches who are also from those partner agencies as well.
Great. So there are lots of organizations helping in lots of different ways. Desmond, does anybody bring snacks?
Mostly the coaches do for the kids to eat at the beginning of Boys Run, in which we have to run 2 laps, and we get the snacks.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite snack?
The granola bars.
Oh, okay. Good choice. Would dinosaurs eat granola bars? Do you think they ate granola bars?
No, they probably only ate plant-like food.
Yeah, I should ask you, the dinosaur that you would be if you were running the 5K, would that be a meat eater or a plant eater?
Plant eater.
A plant eater. Okay.
Or a small meat eater.
Okay. Well, good. Well, let's recap One more time, when the event is and how people can get more information. Claire, I'll ask you to do
that. Yeah, the event is on Saturday, May 9th, with registration at 9:30 and the fun run starting at 10 a.m. If people want to get more information about the run or they want to sign up to volunteer, they can reach out to me at 747-3493 or schools at safv.org, or the event, and that information is also on the community calendar. So lots of ways to get involved.
You're looking for any volunteers to help with as well with the
yes,
event?
Yes, we would love volunteers to help out with all sorts of fun tasks, from setting up that morning at Centennial to cheerleading during the fun run. I've got posters and cowbells, and then helping to clean up as well. It takes a village for an event like this.
Great. Well, gosh, in case you just joined us, we've been speaking with three folks about the upcoming Boys Run 5K. Claire Weber, after-school prevention specialist with SAFE and a coach. Desmond Murphy, a participant in the program. He's going to be running the 5K, his second 5K in his whole life. That sounds like a lot of fun. And Bryce Walsh, a coach as well. Thank you so much for coming in. Have a great event. And thank you again for coming in.
Thanks so much for having
us. Thank you.